Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
So, unprecedented photos of the causeway, at least one of them on the front page of the Straits Times today, silence descending on the Woodlands and Tuas checkpoints.
I'm going to admit that I was actually planning a nice trip to across the causeway to our neighbors, and now this happened. The crowds you're used to, gone. Bumper to bumper traffic, gone. Frantic activity, gone. Malaysia's lockdown kicking in. Yesterday morning, land checkpoints between Singapore and Malaysia emptied.
Yeah, the Woodlands Causeway and Tuas Second Link, which usually see about 415,000 travellers daily, have shut normal operations. And this is after, of course, the Malaysian Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin announced on Monday night that the country would be imposing a nationwide restriction of movement that takes effect. Well, it's taken effect already.
On Tuesday, it was a race to midnight, right? Because at midnight, Wednesday morning, all Malaysians barred from travelling abroad, while all foreign tourists and visitors to the country are banned. Malaysians returning from overseas must also undergo a health inspection and self-quarantine for 14 days.
Yes, but, and this is quite disappointing, we have seen empty shelves here in Singapore because people got very, very concerned about what this would mean for produce. People, goods are still flowing.
Yep.
Ministers have put good supply charts on Instagram, and you've looked at that, right?
Yeah, so both Prime Ministers, our Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, as well as Malaysian Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin, has talked about how the goods are still flowing. Good supplies charts, where we get our different produce and goods from, they're on Instagram accounts. Tan Chuan Jin, Speaker of Parliament in particular, put it up. That's where I came across it. So go to the Instagram accounts. They are freely giving information that's useful, and then spread this proper and positive information to your friends and family.
Exactly. I would call it hashtag gratitude attitude, people. No need for panic. But of course, all of this news about the lockdown came unexpectedly to many businesses here in Singapore. So how did they react? And how about those Malaysian workers? I mean, we estimate 300,000 that come in every day. Where are they now?
Raymond So, Director, TC Import and Export, is on the line to help us out. Raymond, good morning. Thanks for taking the time, man.
Hey, good morning, Elliot and Manisha.
So your business, TC Import and Export, is one that involves the import and export of food products from Malaysia to Singapore. Could you tell us a little bit more about your business and your initial reaction to this news?
Actually, we not only import things from Malaysia, we also import things from other various parts of the country. Mm. So definitely Malaysia is a big part of our food source in Singapore. So once we had lockdown, we were worry about the food coming in, but after some time, we our members, we found out that actually it's quite food imports are not really restricted. Mm. So that clears up some of our doubts and worries. So the other thing we worry about Malaysia lockdown was our Malaysian colleagues who are coming in to Singapore. That's our main concern during that Monday night.
Yeah, we wondered about that actually. Your Malaysian workers, I mean, obviously accommodation must have been an issue. And then did any of them share their experiences with you? What stories did they tell you?
Experience-wise, they only told us that they are very stuck at the causeway when they are coming back to Singapore. For my side, actually, we sent out in the early morning or Tuesday morning, we already disseminated this information and discussed with our colleagues that, hey, if you all want to choose to stay in Singapore, you must let go of your family for 14 days and willing to stay here in 14 days. So once they accept the choice, they quickly left our companies in the early morning to go back home to pack their things and come back. So they actually avoided the madness rush during the late afternoon hours at the causeway.
Okay. Accommodation in Singapore-wise, well, where are they staying? What do you know about this?
While they are away, we will be constantly looking for accommodation within our capabilities. And so actually, we have a group called Fujian 2. In our group, we have been discussing various information on what other options are there in the market. Some of our members, in our Fujian 2 members, actually help us secure some exclusive deals for our members for hotels and hostel accommodations. Definitely, we will like to look for cheaper alternatives. At the same time, looking for the well-being of our Malaysian colleagues. But as our members, in our Fujian 2 members, we have that securing all these hotel and hostel accommodation give us the extra safety net in case we cannot find any cheaper alternative in the market. So we actually accommodation we have sort of set up before they came back to Singapore.
Okay, so let's talk about the impact of the lockdown on business. Are you seeing a slowdown in business in general because of COVID-19?
Actually, since even before the lockdown, there has been a slow in economy. But I believe the government has trying to keep the economy running. So we believe people are still going around. People are still willing to spend in eateries, spending money to help boost the economy. So I do see a small slowdown in the economy, but won't be that much yet.
Okay. We're speaking with Raymond So, Director of TC Import and Export. You know, Raymond, the thing is, like, when it comes to COVID-19, you start looking at all the possible scenarios. Obviously, we talked about food supplies from Malaysia. It's not been disrupted. Even our trade and industry, Minister for Trade and Industry, Chan Chun Sing, has reassured us that, you know, Singapore has planned for such a scenario. Then what else are you anticipating? What other challenges are you anticipating that you might face next?
Next challenges we'll be facing, like, although the food supplies, like essential items, are secured, but next thing we're facing is like the packaging material. Even the food can come to Singapore, we are saying that food came in big bulk, but we need to do repackaging into smaller bulk in order to sell in retail or even distribute to restaurants. But if the packaging material is not under essential items, don't come in, there's no way we can repack. But we have discussion, or group have discussion with government agencies. They are helping us to look into this situation about having the packaging materials as an essential item so that we can bring that items from Malaysia to Singapore and repack it into small items. So in order for us to sell into retail and even to hotels or eateries.
See, that's really good insight, because I think a lot of consumers would never even think about that. We're speaking to Raymond So, he's director at TC Import and Export. Raymond, you said that you don't just bring in goods from Malaysia. Can I just ask you, is China amongst one of those countries that you bring goods in from?
Yes, China is one part of the country that we bring in from.
Are you seeing any difference? Because we're hearing about factories beginning to come online. Before, we were talking about supply chain disruption 2 months ago. But as people begin to go back to work in China and they get the situation under control, are you hearing any good news from there?
Yeah, they have recently started, I think, they started full force since last week. So actually, China is in full production now. So the only issue that they call us is Singapore any issue about importing? So there isn't any issue for things importing from China now.
Okay, so that could probably level things off, you know, in spite of the fact that Malaysia's got a 14-day lockdown.
Yes, but lucky to say that Singapore government have been doing a lot of things that, so our food source is not all solely depend on Malaysia. We have other food sources importing from all over the world.
Raymond, you said some nice words about the Singapore government. I'm actually curious, because since budget, right, the Singapore government has been announcing a slew of measures, a slew of aid. Now they talk about a potential second care and support package or support package. Do you think the reaction is fast enough here in Singapore, or is this the best that can be achieved?
I believe that's the best they can achieve based on the information are very sudden, because a few of our members who are continuous liaising with the government sector, they also have the time they receive information is the time that we receive information, both
right.
Receive at the same time. So there has been, most of the government sectors have been working 24 hours throughout the night trying to give up a solution. So I believe that's the best they can come up with.
Just finally, Raymond, tell us, after all of the experience that you've been having over the last couple of months and now with this lockdown in Malaysia, what would you say are the biggest lessons you've learnt?
Biggest lesson that I learned? Lesson that we learned, let me think about it. Okay, the lessons we learned that we should always have some contingency plans, and we cannot stick to food source on one place only. Like what the government has always done, always look for alternatives. You cannot source of one country and another, probably have 3-4 countries in your hand, so that any disruption within one, you still have other options. We cannot solely depend on one place alone.
That's where the scout's motto comes into play. Be prepared.
Yes, indeed.
Raymond So, Director of TC Import and Export. Raymond, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. You take care and have a good weekend ahead, yeah?
No problem. You too. Take care.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.